On a rainy morning outside her church near Willow Springs, Missouri, Anastasia Gantuk sits in her minivan with two of her children. The sound of a kid's DVD plays in the Russian language while they wait for the school bus.
Anastasia was born in Tajikistan and moved to Russia at age 6 to avoid ethnic fighting. Her dad was a fireman, her mother a farmhand.
She says that some of the older members of the Russian-speaking community here fear that the younger generation is losing the language that holds them together.
Actually, it's not that as important for me to keep the Russian language as much as for the older generation, because basically, I don't consider myself a Russian anymore, but Russian American, I guess. But I have the Russian roots, and I want my kids to have a little bit of that too. And the most important thing for them to know God and to be a good people.
I was born in Moldova.
Anatoly Chernoglio is a Missouri resident and is also a father living in Ozark.
We have Russian school at our church that we trying to keep up our children with the language, but most parents speak to them Russian at home so that they could still know their own language. We talk to them about our culture and history so they can understand where we're coming from in certain traditions, why we're doing the things that we're doing.
Back in rural Howell County, Anastasia Gantuk is the only person under the age of 35 in the weekday morning prayer service. The church follows Pentecostal teachings, but it also keeps some of the laws of the Jewish Sabbath.
Several older women wearing headscarves and long skirts sit in the back row praying. Anfisa Tolokovskaya, who grew up in poverty in Siberia, is among them. Her husband survived a famine, a German firing squad in World War II, a labor camp, and imprisonment for his faith in the former Soviet Union, she tells us later.
For the older generation, the Russian language, which many were forced to learn in the former Soviet bloc countries, is a testament to their journeys, their sacrifices, and their unified story.
But Anastasia discreetly pulls out her phone and opens an app that translates the verses to English as she follows along. When they begin to pray out loud, Anastasia tells us that some are praying in Russian and others are speaking in tongues.
Protect them so their lives would glorify his name, so they could pass everything to the younger generation.
I'm Matt Sheehan.
And I'm Taylor Hickerson for KSMU News.
Thank you for your blood that you died for us, that you suffered for all of us.